This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
And it's the beginning of the B block. It's not hour two. No. It's the B block of the Q Talk America flagship entertainment show called The Show with Clayton McKee. That's me. I'm sitting here alongside Kat Carlson. Al Perkins is sitting across from her. And right there is the Marnie Ryer stand-in. Joe DeGantic is with us also on this night. Marnie was here earlier, but apparently she had to go get her taxes done in a van down by the river. Not sure how that worked out, but anyway.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
We'll figure it all out somehow. Coming up a little bit later, two things with Kat Carlson. Al's got some entertainment stuff going on because that's what Al does all the time.
We still do that?
And we'll talk more about my fledgling plumbing business. But in the meantime, it's our headline section. It goes something like this. A member of a gym in Michigan was looking for a Wi-Fi connection and to his surprise, found one named Remote Detonator, prompting an evacuation of an entire gym facility. Was a precautionary measure. There was a search of the facility by bomb-sniffing dogs. The Saginaw, Michigan News reported nothing was found in the search. On that Sunday, the Planet Fitness in Saginaw Township is about 85 miles northwest of Detroit, Michigan. Saginaw Township Police Chief Donald, I don't know how to say the last name, so just Donald, says the patron brought the Wi-Fi connection's name to the attention of the manager who evacuated the building and then called police. The gym was closed for about 3 hours as police responded to it. The police chief said that there is no crime or threat, so no charges are expected. He notes that people often have odd names for Wi-Fi connections. Now, Planet Fitness also says that the manager was following company procedures for when there is any suspicious activity or safety issue in one of their facilities. Now, I know we've done a show or segments a long time ago about crazy Wi-Fi names for different networks, but I thought I would bring up some that people have used and maybe ones you shouldn't use. Like that.
All right.
Like, I have one in my house called the West Wing.
Oh.
Just because it's a receiver.
Westerly on the wing. West side.
That's right.
Appropriately named.
Now, somebody who's named, there's other ones. Abraham Linksys, because Linksys is the name of a router company.
Funny.
The LAN before time. Mm-hmm. It burns when IP. IP addresses.
Okay, that one's funny.
Bill Y, the science fi.
No.
Yeah, pretty fly for a Wi-Fi.
I'll give him that one.
Pretty nerdy.
FBI surveillance van 594.
Those are always my favorite. Those are always my favorite.
All right, we got a winner. That's legit.
The LAN of milk and honey. A Skynet Global Defense Network. I think that's also fun.
Oh, yeah. It's always good to go Terminator.
Mine is called Cup and String.
Okay, exactly.
Okay. Cute.
A van down by the river.
Oh.
This one made me laugh because I had to actually think of my mom. The one is called Mom Click Here for Internet.
Oh.
Clever.
And for movie lovers, Silence of the LAN. Yes. Get off my LAN.
Hey, you kids, get off my LAN.
Another one called Click Here for Viruses. Router, I hardly knew her. Of course, I like it. Yes. And again, another one for Al, The Net, starring Sandra Bullock.
Saturday afternoon in a hotel. I know it was meant as a cautionary tale back in the day, but now it's my dream life. Just sit at home and have the neighbors not know me because the food gets delivered. Fuck you. That's a dream.
She's an invalid, lives in there, gets food delivered.
I love that movie.
Sings Donna Summer and watches
That's
all
actually kind of possible
Sandy
now.
Bullock movies.
But I was very disappointed to find out that I didn't get a little chirping bird that said, "You've got mail," when I got an email. I was very disappointed.
On what?
Because in the movie, she has little things that light up when she gets mail. That didn't happen.
Let me tell you how to fix that on your phone. We can make it make any sound.
I don't want it to.
Well, then get off that cross.
But I will have to say, because I love my Sandy Bullock movies.
Yes.
If I may, for just a moment, interrupt y'all. So, last night, middle of the night, I'm going through the way too much cable that I still have not canceled because I'm some kind of an addict.
Like you do.
And I watch one of my favorite Sandy Bullock movies, Murder by Numbers, which I've seen 20 times if I've seen it once.
Did you learn something new?
Yes. The one teenage boy is Ryan Gosling.
Oh,
I'm so in love with Michael Pitt, the other serial killer. I had never paid attention to the fact that it's one of Ryan Gosling's first movies.
Well,
he's the other teenage sociopath.
Oh,
like when he walked up to the car, I'm like, okay, how did I never realize that was Ryan Gosling?
Hmm.
How long has it been since I watched this movie?
Well, you didn't realize it until the other day that I pointed out that the girl from the Progressive insurance commercials is in Goldberg's.
Yeah, but she's only been on for a couple
episodes.
Doesn't
matter. The point is you didn't recognize her.
I know. I didn't. I did not.
Hey, Kat.
Hey, girl.
Speaking of recognizing people, it turns out if you go to the toilet in China, it will recognize your face.
Oh.
That's true. Two more cities. But, no.
I was.
You would think. Okay. Now, two more cities, which means that there are already cities that have, but two more cities in China have installed a raft of technology in some of their public toilets, with one fitting facial recognition equipment as part of a nationwide campaign to improve the quality of public conveniences, dubbed the, quote, toilet revolution.
Which way are these cameras facing?
Yeah. Well,
but I don't know how much more
for
convenient
guys,
you need
like,
a
sometimes
toilet.
Sometimes I'm looking this
Does
way.
Does it adjust the height or something? Is it like personal preference?
No, I think it knows if you've done something bad in there. Now, if you made boom boom in a place that you shouldn't make boom boom.
That's actually kind of true. The facial recognition is aimed to crack down on the theft of toilet paper. That's right. Now your unique face will be scanned and you will be issued 40 centimeters of paper from a dispenser. That's right. It has to have facial recognition because you can't just keep lining up and getting more paper.
If you need more, can you deposit like 25 cents?
Cannot. No.
Well, you got to make it work on 40 centimeters?
This much per face. Ooh. The end. Right. You better make a little ball.
I hope they don't have Mexican food there.
Also... sensors in the stalls.
Burrito blowout is real.
I know. And if you're having trouble, there's a sensor in the stall that will issue an alert to an attendant if you've been inside for more than 10 minutes.
Hey, you okay? You okay now?
Hey, girl,
hey,
you
Kat.
Okay?
Hey, girl.
Did you have the shitty beef or the shitty chicken?
Well, when the screen shows that one is occupied for more than 10 minutes, we'll go and check if anything's wrong.
Or
they
offer
say.
You 40 more centimeters of toilet paper.
There is also...
Does the door open automatically or
right,
what?
There's also a life alert button in each stall in case you have an emergency.
I've fallen and I can't get
blowout.
Up.
Now, these toilets, which have received... I love how they put this. They have received more than 20,000 people.
Oh, my God.
Received? Like their gentleman callers.
Yep. 20,000 people since
Shitter's
January.
Full.
Shitter's
also
full.
Provides free Wi-Fi and phone chargers.
What is that network?
A screen on the wall.
What
so
is you're, that network?
So they give you
shitty Wi-Fi.
Shitty Wi-Fi.
It's called the Wi-Fi poop log. From episode 227.
I remember that.
Remember that 227.
I used that for like 2 weeks. Well, in addition, a screen on the wall shows the temperature, humidity, and the total volumes of water and electricity being consumed by the building, just for your, you know. Right.
Because
okay. How much water does this shitter consume? Look at that. It's 50,000 gallons.
Look at that.
It's a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
I know. Now, they're planning to expand the technology to another 150 toilets in the very near future.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could be helpful.
Apparently, toilet paper theft is a problem in China. And now you got to line up, you got to scan your face, you get your 40 centimeters.
And God bless you for making do.
I should have measured how...
And I don't mean making do in a pun-like way. I mean, you know...
I've been dealing with the Chinese for the past almost year. They're quite interesting people.
Yeah, Amina's going to carry her own fucking toilet paper, and that is not a bad idea.
That's
1.3 feet.
It's 15 inches, right? So
that's
this much toilet paper.
Granted, they eat different things over there.
Make a mitten.
I love when people tell me I'm allergic to MSG. Mitten. I'm like, oh, we'd know if there was MSG in this food.
Oh,
they're like, how would
yeah.
you know? I'm like, you'd be sitting in a river of shit in this bench with me. Like,
and as fun as that sounds.
Now, Amina, in full disclosure, did you have the shitty beef or the shitty chicken? That is stolen from South Park because the only guy in town who has an Asian restaurant is called... City something.
Oh, so you want city beef or city
right.
chicken?
Right, so he can't say city, so he says shitty. Oh, so that's God. Where that came from. I stole it. Shitty walk. Maybe it's called City Walk. City Walk is what it's called. No. And all his
Shitty Walk.
You want the city beef or the city chicken?
Yeah, there's something in MSG that makes the pooper go. My story, speaking of shitters, mm-hmm. we're going to go right to Nikki Haley.
Oh.
Where's her story? So, on Sunday, Nikki Haley, who is our ambassador to the UN, she told them that we were going to start...
Oh, yeah.
sanctions against Russia first thing Monday. But a consensus emerged Tuesday at the White House in Mar-a-Lago about how to clean up the administration's suddenly muddled plans to crack down on Russia. Namely, blame Nikki Haley. Several administration officials said the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. got ahead of President Trump's decision-making when she hit the Sunday talk show circuit and said the U.S. would level new sanctions the next day, targeting Russian companies that facilitated the Syrian regime's chemical weapons program. The sanctions have yet to come. She got ahead of the curve, National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow told reporters on Tuesday near the president's Florida estate, a day after a report claiming Trump put the brakes on plans for new Russia sanctions. She's done a great job. She's a very effective ambassador. There might have been some momentary confusion about that. Haley had something to say.
Yeah.
With all due respect, I don't get confused, she said in a statement obtained by CNN's Jake Tapper. And if you want to have fun, John Oliver playing Jake Tapper reading Trump's tweets is fantastic because he uses the exclamation points and the capital letters.
Yes.
So he screams stuff. Jeb! It's so much. Hey, Kat! He is so fun.
Well, Jake Tapper came on the air yesterday on CNN, and he, you know, he ran down all of the day's headlines with all of the shit show, and before he goes, go home, 2018. You're drunk.
Yeah.
Right on the air. Oh, my God.
A White House official said Kudlow apologized to Haley for saying that she might have been confused, but he wasn't alone in that statement. A day earlier, White House press secretary and dead inside Sarah Sanders responded
really
to reports about Haley's comments by saying the administration was considering additional sanctions on Russia, but that a decision hadn't been made yet. So Trump was annoyed at the confusion. One of the rare instances in which Haley has drawn his ire. It's not clear whether Trump has spoken to her directly since the White House said Haley had overstepped. But this is just shitty people doing shitty things.
Oh my God, yeah.
And if you remember correctly, the Benghazi nightmare began because what's her name? The one that was supposed to be, is it Rice? What was her name?
Condoleezza?
Not Condoleezza Rice. No, she was...
Susan Rice?
Susan Rice. No. Was it Susan Rice that was supposed to be Secretary of State, but then they couldn't let her? Anyways, she was the one on the Sunday shows instead of all the stuff about being in response to the YouTube videos. And then they had to walk that back, that wasn't what it was. And...
Yes, Susan Rice.
Susan Rice. So there was all that thing about what was she doing on the Sunday shows with all this misinformation. And this was one of Trump's biggest thing was that whole Susan Rice on the Sunday shows getting Benghazi wrong was how the lie all started. And here we are. Isn't it strange that everything he complained about with everyone else,
he's
got someone on the Sunday shows completely fucking up his message?
Mired in it.
Yeah, just can't get out of it. So... and Nikki Haley, I'm sure that she's a lovely human being dressed in a villain's clothing, but just awful. And that we're never, ever, ever, ever going to do anything about Russia. Ever.
Oh, no. Not with this administration.
No.
Because he's licking Putin's ass.
Well, we're going to travel to...
Segway from licking someone's ass. I dare ya.
Well, this guy was trying to lick his own ass... metaphorically.
Aren't we all?
He was trying to get it figured away. Well, I usually fall off the couch.
Seems like a reach.
A Florida man was done in by his own dashboard camera. Because, he's the smartest. Xavier Moran, 25 years old, was arrested on April 7th on charges of battery, 2 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill, resisting an officer without violence, and escape. Now, he told police that he had been involved in a crash on April 5th in Royal Palm Beach and that he could prove someone else had cut him off because he had a dash cam, right? But the possible accident could also potentially explain the cuts and scratches on his face and the mugshot taken soon after he was then booked into Palm Beach jail. Let's cut to a said picture. There's the young man right there.
Oh.
Looks like he's been a little beat up. Got a little problem going on right there, right?
Oh, poor Javi.
Okay. Well, he was released on Sunday and signed consent and signed consent for deputies to view his dash cam video. The video revealed something altogether different from a collision that he was reporting.
You don't see how that works.
Yeah. That's surprising.
When a Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department reviewed the footage, he found images of Moran taking a baseball bat from his trunk and also of someone breaking the glass door to a beauty store and burglarizing the establishment, according to the Palm Beach Post.
Huh.
Police later determined that the fact the man in the video was Moran himself.
Ah.
Yeah, he was the one breaking into the store.
Just needed a little...
Forgot to turn off the dash cam.
Maybe she needed a little weave in there. She needed a little
extra
something.
Color.
On Tuesday, Moran was arrested again and charged with possession of burglary and the burglary of possession of burglary tools and burglary of a dwelling. Moran was being held in the West Detention Center on a $5,000 bond. I just think that's funny. He's so stupid that he's like, sure, look at all my video. Look at it all. It's all right there, the wreck. Forgetting that he just filmed himself breaking into a fucking store. slip this in if I may, because you know that's how we work.
Hey,
here.
Hey, hey!
Did anybody else see this in the news today? Going a trifle political, but I thought it was kind of funny, and it's a slap in the old Trump's face. Trump's Supreme Court pick sides with the liberals on the immigration ruling against the administration.
That was a shocking.
Happened
today. I didn't see that.
The
Trump
today.
Appointee was the decisive vote in a 5-4 decision. He says, nope, the immigration ruling is too vague.
Yeah. Oh, because he's a by-the-letter kind of a guy, so he's gonna screw us when it comes to interpretation. You know what I mean? Like, when it comes to not following the exact letter of the law, then that's where, like, a liberal agenda will get screwed. When we start to say, oh, well, you know, Second Amendment didn't really mean this, he's gonna say, nope, here's what it says.
But I thought it was amazing that, I'm sure he's done other things since he's been in on the bench, but the big thing that fucking Trump has got a hard-on for,
yeah,
he votes against it. I'm like, oh, look
at
that.
They keep losing the immigration thing.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
It keeps getting shot down.
And he quoted, like, the colonists. Like, he went back to...
really?
Yeah, he went back to, like, the Declaration of Independence and... the vagueness of treason during the colonial years. I mean, he went to the deep cuts part of that greatest hits tape. Let me tell you.
my dear cat. Hey, cat.
Hey, cat.
Hang on.
Oh, she's trying to fill out her
chat room.
She's figuring out her LinkedIn.
I am. Right. No, I made my company page. I listed myself as owner. I did all the thing. I did all the things.
She's all LinkedIn.
I'm all LinkedIn.
I'm so proud of you.
So, you know who might have trouble using the facial recognition software?
Those people in China?
No, I think they're going to figure it out just fine. But there's a guy by the name of Jerome Hammond.
I thought it was this guy. My bad. Sorry.
Also probably true. Yeah, sure. But in a medical first, breaking medical news right here on Q Talk America.
God, we have a medical
face transplant.
Face transplants.
Ooh.
A French surgeon says he has successfully performed a second face transplant on the same patient.
Wait, what?
Two times?
Two?
I'm going to tell you all about two things. I'm gonna tell, two faces.
One.
Three, actually,
solution.
If you count the original.
Oh, yeah.
I think we must.
He's on number three.
We must.
Well, Jerome received his first face transplant in 2010, but after getting ill in 2015, he was given medication that interfered with the anti-rejection medication that he was taking for his face transplant. So last November, the tissue in his transplanted face began to die, leading surgeons to remove it.
Oh.
This leaves the guy without a face, man without a face.
Holy, that doesn't sound
Eyes
pleasant.
Without a face.
Right.
It's a Billy Idol song.
Oh.
Face without
but
a
it
not
sounds
body.
Awful.
Sounds
this
not
man
pleasant.
Had no eyelids, no ears, no skin, could not speak, could not eat, limited hearing. Can't talk.
This is a Christmas story?
This is like a bad episode of sci-fi or something? I'm like, wow.
Right.
Oh.
However, in January, this timely news, in January...
Just in time. New Year's resolution?
Face pulse here.
When a second face donor became available, the original surgeon and his team performed second face transplant.
That's oh my right. God.
I know.
I assume that the face donor... was dying or it died because then he's
hopefully
left without
dead.
A face, right?
Hopefully dead.
Otherwise, their story
right.
is a third part.
There's a missing face somewhere. You know what I mean?
Like, no, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
No, and this time a much younger face. Now his first face
so
was donated by a 60-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
Second face, 22.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
And how old is the individual that's getting all this work?
He's now 43.
Okay.
Well, didn't the lady that got her face bit off by a chimp, didn't she get a face transplant?
Yeah, they had reconstruction of some sort.
Yeah. I don't know if it was a full face plant.
Face transplants are face very plants. New.
Yeah, they are.
But they say the more they see what's happening with the transplant patients, the more they have to accept that chronic rejection might be a reality and that face transplants
may not.
Might be more like kidney transplants, which are generally about 10 to 15 years. And then,
I don't wonder if they'll be able to do any work with that with like stem cells. You know what I mean? In terms of actually, maybe we can generate
instead a of new build face. A bear, like grow a face.
Well, yeah. Sure. I read all this science stuff all the time. It's just like what we can do now. It's unbelievable.
So I was just having a conversation with somebody about
face transplants,
stem cell research, and how they're like putting the stem cells into next to cartilage for like knees, and I guess some famous basketball player who had to go to Germany to get it done because I guess they do it in Europe, but we don't do it here. But then you don't know what the stem cells are going to grow into. There's no guarantee they're going to take.
They're going to actually grow the thing that
they're
going to
grow the
right?
tendon that they're next to.
Like
yeah,
a cauliflower so I'm like, or something.
Right,
like that.
I'm like, is it a cougar? So they were just talking about the fact that caca. Yeah, I mean, hey cat. That's the second thing the pterodactyl says.
Can't.
No one likes to be imitated.
Changing my company name immediately.
And I can't remember if it was just if the conversation that the two people that I was participating in involuntarily was about just knees and ankles, or if it had something to do with anything else. But it's about cartilage and ligaments, and I guess some famous basketball player. Somebody's got to look that up and put it on a greatest hits tape.
They're doing very exciting things about it on Grey's Anatomy. I'm very excited.
Oh. So
that
there
show
you go.
Is still on. Wow.
So okay. And then speaking of someone,
I watch it every week, Joe.
Okay.
Speaking of the latest face transplant donor. Barbara Bush is dead.
Oh.
So the matriarch of a political dynasty, the widely admired wife of one president, and the fiercely loyal mother of another, died Tuesday evening at her home in Houston. She was 92.
She had a nice life.
Yeah, long enough. The day before, they had said that she had decided to not seek additional medical treatment and will instead focus on comfort care. You're 92. My thing is, after 75, it's good luck and God bless. Nobody wants a hero. And that's why I have no soul. They recently celebrated their 73rd wedding anniversary in January, making them the longest married couple in presidential history. Hopefully the Carters will beat that. Mrs. Bush has been hospitalized with all kinds of shit going on. As the wife of the 41st president and the mother of the 43rd, she was only the second woman in history to have that distinction after Abigail Adams. Mm-hmm. She was also the father of Jeb, who ran for president in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
During that campaign, he was repeatedly derided in personal terms by the eventual nominee and now president, Trump, prompting Mrs. Bush, who was never shy about expressing her views, to lash back, suggesting in a television interview that Mr. Trump was a misogynist and a hate monger. So she's got a real flair for the obvious. He says terrible things about women, terrible things about the military. I don't understand why people are for him, she told CNN.
We don't either.
Dedicated to her family and largely indifferent to glamour. Please don't let them say that about me when I die.
Indifferent to glamour.
Mrs. Bush played down her role in her husband's political success, but she was a shrewd and valuable ally, becoming a sought-after speaker in at least four national campaigns. She stepped into another presidential campaign in 2000, that of her son George, then the governor of Texas. She appeared at fundraisers and met voters in New Hampshire and other states on behalf as he rolled the Republican presidential nomination. She was clearly a presidential asset. In 1999, a poll found that 63% of Americans had a favorable opinion of her and that only 3% had an unfavorable. That math doesn't add up. So what are the other 34% thinking?
Indifferent.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, just don't give a shit.
Yeah, there's a third option. No opinion.
I
was very surprised by like my social media feeds at how many people appeared in their notifications, like genuinely upset.
I would go with mostly indifferent.
I could give a shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, first lady from January 89 to January 93, Mrs. Bush generally refused to talk publicly about contentious issues, particularly when her opinion was said to differ from her husband's. I'm not against it or for it, she said, of the Equal Rights Amendment. I'm not talking about it. I want equal rights for men, women, everybody. In a follow-up to that story, it turns out there is no expiration date on passing the amendment to the Constitution, the Equal Rights Amendment.
Okay.
And Illinois is about to, or has just passed, finally, after all of these years, passed the Equal Rights Amendment, and I think we only need one more state. So there is still time to get the three quarters of the states.
Yeah, you mentioned that the other day, and I was surprised to hear that. I didn't
Illinois,
realize
that. I think it was Illinois that just got on board with the Equal Rights Amendment. There were rumors that she favored abortion rights, but she made it clear that she supported her husband and would not say whether or not she was comfortable with his anti-abortion stand. She was vocal, however, in championing causes of her choosing. Literacy was one, and so was civil rights. So she had some good things, but then she shit the bed in 2005 while visiting victims of Hurricane Katrina at the Houston Astrodome, where they're being temporarily housed. She remarked that many of them were underprivileged anyway, and that their Astrodome stay, though the living conditions they were dire, was working very well for them. Wasn't anybody in the Bush family that Hurricane Katrina didn't fuck straight up the ass, including Barbara Bush. And I think that's when things started to go south for her. The invasion of Iraq, she said in a television interview that she had not been watching coverage of the prelude to war. Why should we hear about body bags and deaths? How many? What days are going to happen? Why would I waste my beautiful mind on something like that? Oh, you mean your American citizens dying in a war that your husband made up? So, and then the 2016 election, she said that Jeb should not run because we've had enough Bushes
in the White House, right?
So, I mean, we can blame it on the fact that she was 80 and kind of lost her fucking mind. But she went from like this unpretentious old lady in fake pearls and Kmart clothes to like saying some truly shitty stuff. But I mean, she wasn't horrible. She wasn't Nancy Reagan.
I was just going to say that.
She wasn't a horrible cunt like that.
I was wondering how your reaction was going to be in your description of Ms. Bush as opposed to what you hated from the titless wonder.
Yeah.
Nancy Reagan.
I mean, she was milquetoast. There was just nothing about her. She didn't stand up for anything. She didn't, you know what I mean? Like, she never stood up and championed anyone's rights. She was not a women's advocate. Like, she was not, like, you kind of forgot there was a first lady for those 4 years. Like, there was just nothing to her.
Yeah, I remember she didn't really...
she didn't
I
have...
Mean, it was the 90s, and I wasn't, like, I was going to say I wasn't alive, but I wasn't a teenager. I just don't remember much about her.
Yeah, there was nothing really to remember, except for...
Cocker Spaniel
When George the First got the food poisoning and threw up all over everybody and passed out in Japan.
China or Japan, right.
Then she showed a little spunk and, like, got up and ran around and kind of, like, she ran the media for a minute or two. But the sad part was, and I really do believe this, is that I think she died yesterday, but there was such a shit show in the media about Hannity, and they're such a politically savvy family.
They didn't get to it?
That they were like,
hold back.
This isn't going to play till today. Let's play it tomorrow.
Because just based on like Jenna Bush or Gemma Bush or whatever that young...
Jenna Hager Bush.
The drunk Bush. Whatever her name was. Drunk. I don't know which one's which. They both were. Remember, they were all famously drunk at parties.
Okay.
Twins, aren't they?
Yeah, they're twins. And they were like underage drinkers and all that shit. But the Obama daughters were the ones to worry about because they smiled during a conference. But the Bush girls were passing out fake IDs. So I was under the impression from watching... Gemma, whatever her name is, girl group of the future, that grandma was already dead. And they do sometimes hold, and if Mark was listening, he would back it up, that we were in L.A. with his friends from Good Morning L.A. or L.A. Live or whatever that L.A. talk show is in the morning on some channel. And his friends were like the producers and the main personality that we went to visit. And Bob Hope had died. But, what's Bob Hope's wife's name? Dolores. Dolores had held off until Monday morning to announce it because she knew that everyone would rush back to work and, like, report on his death. And she was like, he's old. We'll release the news Monday morning so you can all enjoy her. She was so in with, like, the L.A. news community and stuff. And they were so on top of how the world worked that they're like, we'll just give it till Monday morning. Like, he's not going to be less dead.
Adding to your story about potentially they held it over earlier today.
Because it kept leaking yesterday, too, that she had died.
Well, I had not heard that. I noticed that a link had gotten posted on a friend's Facebook page. And the second I saw it, I'm like, first of all, it doesn't look like a CNN post. And then I immediately Googled it, and nothing had come up. Nothing showed up at all from anybody else that she had died. So earlier today, I'm like, this is fake. In fact, if you clicked on the link, it took you to some other link that was like headlinesomething.com, CNN. Like, it wasn't even the real CNN link.
Right, right, right.
So I messaged her, and I'm like, I think you got hacked or something's wrong. Like, this isn't legit. Like, this is a complete lie. Take it down. And she messaged me back. She was like, first of all, I don't even know how it got on my page. She's like, somehow. And I messaged her back, fucking Russians. So, oddly, so 2 hours later, they fucking break in on the news, and they say, Barbara Bush died. I messaged her back. I'm like, well, now you can put it back up. Like, it's real now.
It's valid, yeah. I remember when Steve Jobs passed away, this was...
That's a shock to me, Joe.
Thanks, Clayton.
A caring friend.
When Bill Gates dies, too, I'm pretty sure you're going to know.
I'm sure, yeah, yeah, exactly. But we believe that, it was held, or that he died later in the day and it wasn't announced till the next day. And that we think that all the Apple people knew that he was basically on the verge of death, because if you watch, and you won't, I'm sure, but for those in the chat room who are also geeks and maybe Apple followers, if you watched, it was the announcement of the iPhone, the one that came out with Siri, and the entire event is like so depressing. Like, you can just look at all the presenters announcing this stuff that they're just like, they're just not excited. They're not in the mood. And it just seems so different from all the other keynotes where they're just like, yay, we got this new iPhone. It does all this stuff. It just seems so low key. We think that they knew. And then the next day it came out. And the commentators were talking about that. The whole press event was just so like subdued. Something was up. So,
well, I mean, sick and really dying is just as sad as all the way dead. Well, you know what I mean? Like, if you know that the person that dreamed this up is only got a couple of breaths. He was dying.
Well, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, but so. I honestly think they were just being a little media savvy and being like, let's stay out of this shit show.
Right, let's not get buried under that.
Yeah,
let's
hope for a better news cycle. Because they had said a lot of goodbyes on NBC over the course of the day. Like, they announced the Comfort Care, that one drunk Bush
Jenna
girl.
Hager Bush was on.
Yeah, I insist on calling her that because of all the shit they gave the Obama girls for laughing during a press conference.
Sure.
So... she's dead. She lived a long life.
Oh my God, yeah.
God bless her.
Had a girl.
And the drunk twins seem to be on the up and up now. One of them's on TV. I don't know where the other one is.
I have no idea either. All right, so I'm going to segue back to your story. Face plants. Face transplant.
Oh, sure.
And I'm doing this really for you. I'm doing this for you, Al, because...
Oh, did Reba McEntire have one?
The Country Music Awards.
Close.
But the Country Music Awards were on Sunday.
She looked more like a man than ever.
They were on Sunday, right? Don't you fucking get up.
I'm listening. Desperately thirsty.
You know, this is a visual.
Oh, okay.
So, one thing I noticed.
I'm back.
It was posted online. She appeared. She hosted. She appeared, and she wore the exact same gown that she had worn many, 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 many years ago.
She had a fat ass then. She's got a fat ass now.
Now, what I want... Now...
Okay, it's from Drop
Clearly, she's had some work done. We know that. And that's not... A lot of people have. So...
But she's a different person.
Her boobs have fallen the appropriate amount, though. I was buying the boob story.
So, that is her back in the day. And I don't know when that was.
Before the plane crash.
Right. But then... So look at the face. Hair's a little... You know, so... And then you go to this.
Because now she's a drag queen.
Now she's got... Her eyes are a little pulled. Everything's pulled and tucked.
She's got a penis.
No, she does not.
Finger on the pulse. We know this.
I just thought it was interesting if you just go side by side
with
these.
They tried to tell us with that KFC thing.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That white guy that plays Reba McEntire is now playing Colonel Sanders.
I know.
Because it doesn't say Reba McEntire as Colonel Sanders. Uh-uh. It says this white guy now got another job.
Yep.
And we don't know, because that could be post-plane crash, too. That could be the same man.
No, it's definitely not the same man. It's in the face. Look at the face. A different man.
Because that plane crash was like 91 when she died.
Yeah.
She did not die.
She did.
When was the original dress taken?
I don't know when the first one was taken. I don't know that. All right, so now, to get us out of the B block, because we've done this, we're going to go into this segment, and hopefully you're ready for it.
Real road pick, this person's dead, that person's dead. That's not really entertainment, but something horrible happened on Southwest Airlines.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I forgot about that person's dead, too. And then I have a couple of TV shows to warn you about. And a quick re-review of something that we've already talked about. Ooh, and an interesting follow-up to the Harvey story that we mentioned briefly, but now we have an answer.
Okay. Well, Al's got something to talk about. Shocking to report. Look at that.
I know.
It's the next segment coming at you right after this.
We've all got places to go. We've all got places to go.
You're listening to Q Talk America.